This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, just to let you know. So anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here. We're talking about the coronavirus outbreak, of course, and of course the hoax that it is. And everybody's starting to figure it out, including, well, Donald J. Trump. Heads will roll. I guarantee they're going to roll Nancy Pelosi. I guarantee. Could be yours. You know, you never know. You know, you just keep running it ashore, you know, for the Democratic Party. Anyway, you know, I don't know how any Democrats are going to get elected fairly. They're not, of course. No Democrats are going to be elected at all. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood when you can all of a sudden confront the truth about the COVID virus. And that's what we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're kind of letting you know what is really truly going on. So you can, we're going to open up the phone lines, 215-867-8255. That's going to be open up in the next block. It's not open right now. Wanted to cover a couple of things. We're kind of doing a little cleanup work on the bad data business. And of course, this outrageous data assumption that Gavin Newsom made, basically trying to scare everybody into thinking, oh, we got this big virus, and we got to keep this virus going. We got to keep the narrative going into the election so that Donald J. Trump can be shown to be this impudent moron and that he won't win an election because he's bungled the whole coronavirus thing. Right. Well, it's kind of blown up in their faces because, again, they're being caught in lies. And we pointed out that Gavin Newsom has, people are starting to question the 25 million people in California, 56% of the population, are going to die from the virus or could be hospitalized or some 25 million, right. And the numbers, less than 1% is the fatality rate of this thing so far. That's starting to show itself. And we have a cure for it. Yeah, we talked about the cure in the last hour. We'll talk a little bit more about it here. But I want to get into this whole data piece here. We have an article up. Newsom uses bad data. Stanford epidemiologist warns COVID-19 crackdown based on bad data. Shocking. I'm just shocked. We're just going to hammer away. It says here, like an elephant being attacked by a house cat. Bad data. Greg Piper, The College Fix, is where this came from. And, of course, this is from a reference to Stanford, I believe. I mean, is it, you know, I'm gonna check it out. Because if it's Stanford, I just, you know, we got to know about these things, right? No, I guess no. We're not going to be able to get that. Got a robot going on here. We're being infected, I tell you. We're being infected. Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, here we go. That's so much for the College Fix, anyway. Couldn't get that. It says, this article says, if we had not known about a new virus out there and had not checked individuals with PCR virus tests, the number of total deaths due to influenza-like illnesses would not seem unusual this year. At most, we might have casually noted that flu this season seems to be a bit worse than average. That's the way they start off this article by this Greg Piper. This was not written by some right-wing crank claiming coronavirus is a conspiracy to deny President Trump a second term or an excuse to bring down capitalism. It's from a sobering and illuminating essay by Stanford University epidemiologist John Lonidis, co-director of its Meta Research Innovation Center, published in the life sciences news site STAT, S-T-A-T, you know, like STAT, emergency. The coronavirus-driven crackdowns on public life by state and local political leaders is being made in a data vacuum, he warns, and extreme government measures to prevent infections may actually lead to more deaths. Now, this is another downside of this. More deaths. Let's go back to the population of homeless in California. Some say it's as high as 200,000. Well, that's almost like a quarter million, isn't it? And 200,000 in a die-off would be a large number. But why has the state of California, why did they not use their $21 billion? Why did Gavin Newsom not use Jerry Brown, the $21 billion rainy day fund, to help with the homeless situation in California? Huh? Had we used that fund that they claimed that they had to help all these homeless people, we wouldn't be staring this in the face now with the possibility of 200,000 people might die from this virus. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it, Newsom. I'm kind of hearing the screams coming out of the bowels, the deep bowels, down by the sphincter inside the state capitol. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a money thing? Oh, now let's not make it public that you don't have a $21 billion rainy day fund. Well, we already know it, Mr. Newsom. That's why we know you're lying about this. If you're going to lie to the public about a $21 billion rainy day fund, what makes you think we're going to believe you about 25 million people becoming sick with the coronavirus? Huh? We make some good points here on Agenda 21 Radio now, don't we? Says the current coronavirus disease, COVID-19, has been called a once-in-a-century pandemic, he says, but it may also be a once-in-a-century evidence fiasco with policymakers relying on meaningless statistics based on unreliable samples. Shocking. Shocking. 3 months after the outbreak emerged, most countries, including the U.S., lacked the ability to test a large number of people, and no countries have reliable data on the prevalence of the virus in a representative random sample of the general population. Listen, I am just a radio talk show host. Well, I do, you know, I did teach biological sciences for years, and genetics was one of my specialties. Anatomy, physiology I used to teach, too. It's shocking. Now, I do have a fair amount of experience with viral infections myself. I mean, I can go down a litany of things, including a suspected case of COVID-19 on me. Now, there was no testing to be done, but in January, I was quite sick. I was really sick. Doctor said, you stay home. Don't come see me. You could infect me. I told him my symptoms. He said, you got something nasty there, dude. And it was. He goes on to say, 3 months after the outbreak emerged, most countries, including the U.S., lack the ability to test a large number of people. That's important, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to claim 25 million people ill.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Burning down the house, that's what we're doing here. We're shattering all expectations for you. We're reading from this letter that... We published under the title, Newsom uses bad data, Stanford epidemiologist warns COVID-19 crackdown based on bad data. And we're covering all the things about the bad data, and it's clearly bad data. It has been bad data since day one. And he's pointing all this stuff out. Now, listen, don't believe me. I am not an epidemiologist. I do understand it. I used to teach epidemiology. I get it. But, you know, here you have a guy out in Stanford University, and he's saying the data is bad, real bad. Real, real bad. Says, he gives a great example here. Says, the Stanford scientist notes that mild coronaviruses, not COVID-19, have much higher case fatality rates when infecting elderly people in nursing homes. Which, of course, was where? In Seattle, the main cluster of cases in Seattle, and account for up to a tenth of respiratory hospitalizations. So this is what he's saying. Leonidas further notes the difficulty of nailing down what might have killed a person or multiple infections, citing an autopsy series of elderly victims of respiratory viruses. A positive test for coronavirus does not mean necessarily that this virus is always primarily responsible for a patient's death. See, they're looking at this cluster that they had in the Seattle area at this one nursing home when they had a high rate of death. And, you know, they claimed that all of these deaths were the coronavirus, 19. And, of course, that's probably not the case. That's what he's saying here. So we don't know if it was 1 or 2 or 3 or 53. Without better data, policymakers are using prepare for the worst case reasoning to impose extreme measures of societal or social distancing and lockdowns. Unfortunately, we do not know if these measures work. School closures, for example, may reduce transmission rates, but they may also backfire if children socialize anyhow. If school closure leads children to spend more time with susceptible elderly family members, if children at home dispute their parents' ability to work and more, or disrupt their parents' ability to work and more, school closures may also diminish the chances of developing herd immunity in an age group that is spared serious disease. And I get to the herd mentality all the time. I've been talking about that. Kids in schools, together all herded up, develop an immunity to various types of diseases. That's why most kids aren't sick in schools. One of the reasons. The conventional wisdom to flatten the curve, managing the load on the health system through social distancing could even backfire, he writes. Yet if the health system does become overwhelmed, the majority of the extra deaths may not be due to the coronavirus, but other common diseases and conditions such as heart attacks, strokes, trauma, bleeding, and the like that are not adequately treated. If the level of the epidemic does overwhelm the health system and extreme measures have only modest effectiveness, then flattening the curve may make things worse. Instead of being overwhelmed during a short acute phase, the health system will remain overwhelmed for a more protracted period. That's another reason we need data about the exact level of the epidemic activity Shocking. He wants exact levels. I can't imagine why. He warns policymakers to consider the consequences of lockdowns of months, if not years, where life largely stops. If we're going to risk the financial crisis, unrest, civil strife, war, and meltdown of the social fabric caused by such extreme measures, we need unbiased prevalence and incidence data for the evolving infectious load to guide decision-making. Many pixels have been spilled mocking the Trump administration for its indifference to ignorant science, with some criticism more fair than others. But Landis' analysis should be taken the most seriously by state and local leaders who actually have the power to destroy their economies and civic life, and the scientifically ignorant media who feed them doomsday coverage. Doomsday coverage. There you have it. He makes this one comment. It's really kind of clever. Let's see if we can get this here. Ah, I like this one. A population-wide case fatality rate of 0.05% is lower than seasonal influenza. And that's what he's talking about. He's talking about this is actually about 0.05%. If that is the true rate, locking down the world with potentially tremendous social and financial consequences may be totally irrational. It's like an elephant being attacked by a house cat. Frustrated and trying to avoid the cat, the elephant accidentally jumps off a cliff and dies. That's what we have here. That's exactly what we have here. The elephant jumping off the cliff. I know it's a Republican elephant, right? That, you know, the good doctor, I guess, has a sense of humor now, doesn't he? But don't, I mean, you get what I'm saying here? That's why Trump is saying, but is the cure worse than the disease? And, I had chemotherapy. And that was a question I was constantly asking myself every time I went in for chemo. Had the little port in my chest, and they put the tubing in, and they started dumping all those chemicals in my heart. Letting it pump around my body. And I kept on thinking, what are these chemicals doing to my body? And they did have consequences, those chemicals. Was it worse? Was it worse than, well, the disease? To some respects, yes, because there's definitely, when you do something like chemotherapy, there's definitely side effects for the rest of your life. There's no question about it. One of those side effects might be talking too much on the radio, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's a good side effect, but I am alive, and I'm grateful I did it. I know that's, but I took that leap of faith, and of course, God was with me. But here's the point. We have a whole country. We have a whole world that's bought into this. This is the power of the globalists. This is the war, ladies and gentlemen. You're in the war. If you're out doing nothing, if you're out complying and rolling over, and you're not questioning why these people are doing and saying what they're doing, like Gavin Newsom is blatantly lying. Here is a man who constantly lies. That's all he knows about. And his minions in the state of California government constantly lie. They don't have $21 billion. If they had $21 billion, don't you think he would have... Well, I mean, why not try and help the homeless? Try and help the homeless, not in this guy's game plan. No, he's the guy who got rid of all the health codes about defecating and urinating in public in San Francisco. Remember, he was mayor of San Francisco. He started all that stuff. We should send him a roll of toilet paper, huh? And just look at the streets of San Francisco. It's disgusting. He ruined a beautiful town. And all the homeless, they defecate wherever they want to. If they want to defecate in a market, they defecate in a market. Yeah, I mean, I don't go to San Francisco anymore. Beautiful town. I used to love going to the wharf. I used to love it down there. No way now. Just walking around the place, you get feces on your shoes. You drag it into your car. You drag it home. You spread the disease. It's sick. All brought to you by someone by the name of Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown and all the minions. The minions that inhabit, infest the state capital of California. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. Our website is a21r.com or newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Wonder what stocks are doing. We're going to go ahead and check it out. It seems that they were going up and up and up, but you never know. You got Mayor de Blasio out there talking. Everybody's going to talk down the market. Trump's evil, wicked, mean, and nasty. You know, Dow breaks 20K with furious rally as Senate nears relief deal. That's what's going on right now. I'm gonna shift gears here. I'm going to pull up the landing gears, and I'm going to go for it. Kudlow, Trump to consider lifting antivirus rules in the coming days. Shocking. He must listen to Agenda 21 Radio. No, he couldn't. Dow Jones is up 1,400 right now. At least that's what we have here right now. And, you know, it's getting to be noontime. Who's hiring right now? These businesses are still open. Trump delays major travel deadline. Charities across U.S. scramble for help. That's a fact. Donate to New California. Actually, become a member. It's very cheap. Kudlow, Trump to consider lifting antivirus rules. I'm biting on this one because I'm just, you know, the notion, the word is out, folks. The word is out. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. A worldwide hoax. Now, it should tell you what kind of facts. This hoax that's being perpetrated on the entire world is a reflection of the whole Agenda 21 incident. Here we go.
More lawmakers have just started a vote on that relief bill. We'll watch that move through. The Dow's been in the deep red all day long, and now down about 10%. More than 2,000 points. 25 minutes of trading left there. I want to bring in Larry Kudlow, White House Economic Advisor from the North Lawn of the White House. And Larry, good afternoon.
This must have been yesterday.
Thank you for your time. And, it's taken a lot out of all of us. I'm certain you're well aware
of that. Yeah, it's
yesterday's
stuff.
Give us our best shot, Larry. What are we in for? What can you do?
Well, look, as the president has said many times, we are bringing the full power and scope of the federal government to try to ease the economic pain coming from the coronavirus. I mean, that's from the economic and financial side. And that includes, I might add, fiscal assistance and a good deal of monetary assistance. And I think the Senate is going to pass the unpaid sick leave bill and get that done. And we're moving rapidly into what we're calling phase three, what Senator McConnell yesterday at the lunch we attended is calling phase three, which will, as Secretary Mnuchin has said, bring roughly $1.3 trillion of fiscal assistance. That's the best we can do. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping, and like the rest of America and the world, we are hoping and we are praying that our mitigation efforts brought by our superb healthcare team will work, and that we're looking at a matter of weeks or months, not years, with respect to the virus, and that we are putting in place a number of economic measures which will help the economy, small businesses, individuals, and so forth. That's the best we can do.
Yeah, Larry, when you look at the events of this past week and the information is flying at you, you know, with the headlines every hour, and I'm certain you're well aware of that, how is the decision-making process being handled? Is it day-to-day? Is it hour-to-hour? Do you have a plan for tomorrow? Or do you feel as if you're reacting to events more than getting ahead of them?
Well, no, I think the policy machinery is doing very well in the White House, and that's why we have this plan. I'm hoping to go into it, dude. We've got five or six major points that we presented to House leaders and to Senate leaders. So I think the policy machinery is working very well. There are a lot of long hours going on at the White House, but I'll tell you, the guy who leads us, the boss, President Trump, is indefatigable. He is indefatigable, and he's on it. And you know he's given the daily, sometimes twice daily, press conferences. So we're doing our, we have developed a good program.
Let me go through on the health side as well as
the economic side.
Yeah, let's talk about the economic side. You just referred to it. $250 billion is the preferred amount of money to go to Americans by the 6th of April. Another $250 billion, another round of payments, probably mid-May. Which I think gives us a little bit idea about what you're forecasting right now. That's 2 months from now. $200 billion in industry aid, which would include about $50 billion in loans to the airlines. Also getting word from the big automakers that they're going to close their factories for a period of time. Where does this lead, Larry? How many come for a bailout? How many get it?
Well, look, I don't want to get ahead of that curve. It's premature. We have enormous resources to deal with distressed industries, no question about that, and we are meeting with them. I mean, today the president and I handled a call with the business roundtable. Those are the large companies, of course, and we are particularly concerned, and we are aiming our assistance plans not only at individual men and women, but also at small businesses, which are essential to large business supply chains. So we have a very forceful plan, probably $250 billion or $300 billion, which could be leveraged even higher to help out small business people, self-employed people, and again, the individual hourly workers who have to stay home for a bit.
That's a big area. I know it's a big area around where I live, and a lot of people talking about it. Definitely have to bring these things together. Anyway, that's Larry Kudlow. I believe that he said Tuesday, so it's today. So what the market? I haven't seen a chart on the market today. So I was busy talking to you. Normally we just do that market update, but right now it says that it's up by 1,400. So it could have swung down at the beginning. At least that's what we're seeing here. So the got to check it up and check it out and see what they've got going on. If they got a vote going on, this is the latest headline. It says House Dems cram coronavirus bill with arts funding, union help, Obama phones, and voter registration, and more. McConnell says clock has run out on coronavirus responses, urges Congress to pass stimulus today. John Cornyn, shameful for Dems to use coronavirus relief bill for political leverage. Of course they did. And Tucker Carlson last night, I heard this one. He said, while Americans worry about coronavirus, Dems focus on identity politics. Shocking. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Anyway, that's so much for the coronavirus and so much for business. Let's go back to business and see if they got a better chart here going on for what says the market is still up in a big way. Kudlow, Trump to consider lifting antivirus rules in the coming days. Again, this is another headline from another source. By the way, you can call in. The call-in line is open. If you want to call in, 215-867-8255. I forgot to tell you. 215-867-8255. If you want to call in and chit-chat. Chit-chat. That's a signal to someone. Chit-chat. Who uses that term, huh? Anyway, let's check Breitbart. Well, this is we do this sort of thing on Friday, but I think it's appropriate right now because news and information is moving so fast. It says Pelosi's coronavirus plan gives $300 million in taxpayer money to foreign refugees. That's her plan. That's what she went home, and she said, "I'm going to make my own plan, and I'm going to tell Chuck E. Schumer, who's my boy." I'm going to tell my boy this the way it's going to be. She seems to hold sway over Chuck E. Schumer. You notice? And she's supposed to be the House. Where is the separation between the House and the Senate? Right? Co-equal branches? Co-equal? That's the thing. Pelosi coronavirus plan. Nationwide ballot harvesting for 2020 election. This is from Breitbart. They broke it down. Exclusive. Mike Braun, Pelosi and Schumer hijack coronavirus talks to detriment of American health. That's a fact. Pelosi's stimulus bill imposes nationwide ballot harvesting without any limit. Oh, they limited up on that one. So there's two stories on this by Binder and Pollack. Okay, I'm going to go to Joe Pollack and see what he has to say here. Pelosi's stimulus imposes nationwide ballot harvesting without any limit. There you go. She wants this is states' rights voting. You see, we're on to them about the voting, the ballot harvesting, and the focus and attention with lawsuits is now looming in California. I'm telling you, we're flipping the state here. It's going to come back, especially in the House of Representatives. I say max 22 seats, as few as 16. That's what we're going to gain. New stimulus bill would mandate nationwide ballot harvesting, allowing party operatives to return other people's ballots to polling places without any limit on the number of ballots.
Jeez.
Isn't that insane? It is. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Okay. Dogs barking. Shocking. 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 Okay, so here we have Nancy Pelosi running around trying to... It's interesting. This is this whole ballot harvesting thing, and it's interesting to look in retrospect what's going on here in California, how we've been ripped off, and of course they've stolen everything from us. That's why we're doing New California, because it's so... It is illegal everywhere in California. Everything's lawless. The voting's lawless. Look what they've done to destroy a Republican form of government here. There is no, and by the way, I'm going to read something here. It's shocking to you. It's not shocking to those of you in the New California State Movement. Not at all. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's new stimulus bill would mandate nationwide ballot harvesting, allowing party operatives to return other people's ballots to polling places without any limit on the number of ballots. Let's see, I want to vote 150,000 times, and I'm going to turn my ballot over to someone else and, you know, break the custody chain, as it's called. Ballot harvesting was legalized in California in 2016 and first used in 2018 midterm elections. It allows anyone to drop off someone else's mail-in ballot at a polling station. There is no process for vetting or verifying those delivering the ballots. No background checks or identification requirements at all. Democrats dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots off at polling stations in 2018, helping Democrats as they flipped seven Republican seats. That was done in Orange County. Yeah. That's the way that, hey, that's just the way you do it, right? Right. That's why, and I'm telling you, that's not going to happen this time, I don't think. And Nancy Pelosi knows it. The practice is illegal in most other states, largely because it is susceptible to fraud and intimidation. Republicans were caught flat-footed in 2000. No, they weren't. They weren't caught. They were complicit. Come on, Joel. Write it like it is. They were lying sons of bitches. Let me get contained here. I hate it when the media stretches to make them look good when they weren't looking good. They experimented with the tactic in recent special elections only to find that their voters adamantly refused to give their ballots to strangers. Shocking. Democrats are more open to the practice. Oh, you bet they are. Often because the harvester previously registered the voter, according to Republican National Committeeman Sean Steele. California ballot harvesting law has yet to be challenged in the court. It is one reason that California remains a one-party state with little prospect for change in the foreseeable future, except, ladies and gentlemen, this is me now, New California. Pelosi wants to take that system nationwide. Shocking. Taking the corruption nationwide? Her bill, released Monday afternoon, provides that every state, this is a quote, shall permit a voter to designate any person to return a voted or sealed absentee ballot to the post office, a ballot drop-off location, tribally designated building, or election office, so long as the person designated to return the ballot does not receive any form of compensation based on the number of ballots that person has returned, and no individual group or organization provides compensation on this basis, and B, may not put any limit on how many voted and sealed absentee ballots any designated person can return to the post office, a ballot drop-off location, tribally designated building, or election office. Shocking, isn't it? Aren't you shocked? In other words, paid party operatives can literally truck thousands and thousands of ballots to the polls, provided they earn a salary or fee and are not paid by the ballot. It is a practice that is known in third world countries as ballot stuffing. I mean, do we have to have it so spelled out? All right. I'm going to take Julie's call here. I know Julie wants to talk to us. Julie, what do you want to say, Julie? Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Are you there, Julie? Can you hear me now? I think we're done with Julie. Let's see. Julie, you there? Can you hear me? Guess not. Okay. Ballot stuffing. I hate it when this happens. Let's see if we can get this one going on here again. Aha. There you go. Okay. It says you can go ahead and call back, Julie. We'll try again. In other words, paid party operatives can literally truck thousands of ballots around. Ballot stuffing, and is often outlawed in every democracy, no matter how poor, even in countries where the physical and administrative obstacles to voting are far greater than in the world's most developed economy. And it is Pelosi's condition for saving the U.S. economy from coronavirus. That's one of her conditions for this bill to go through. What can I say? Huh? What can I say? Ballot harvesting. There you go. But you heard it. You've heard it from, if you've been around New California, you've heard all these concerns before. And finally now, it's getting some attention in Breitbart. Because Nancy Pelosi, see, she's been able to sneak it through. She's been able to live with it in California. Nobody said anything except for New Californians. It's ballot stuffing. And, of course, Linda Payne, election integrity, and Ruth Weiss, election integrity. Yeah. they've played a key role in this. And a lot of other people have been trying to get this word out about ballot stuffing, the ballot harvesting business. But there's another story here, too, that is also part of this. There was a two-stage story of this. Cotton slams Pelosi's coronavirus. Okay, ballot harvesting for 2020. This is Bender's play on this. I want to see if we can get anything from this. Bender. Bender's usually pretty good here. It says House Speaker Pelosi's plan to fight the coronavirus includes a national mandate for ballot harvesting. And as part of Pelosi's coronavirus plan, House he slipped in multiple measures in their H.R. 1 legislation. Says effectively allowing political operatives to collect and deliver an endless number of absentee ballots from voters. Dang, how do we get on that one? California is the only state in the United States to legalize ballot harvesting. See, this is what we told everybody. Nobody was believing us that when we're reading the grievances, we're telling people we're the only state doing it. We're the only state doing it. And of course, look at what happens. It says, likewise, Pelosi's coronavirus plan mandates early voting in every state for 15 consecutive days, open for at least 10 hours a day. What could possibly go wrong there? Free mail and absentee ballots for all registered voters and expansion. So that's why they go out and they start writing down the names off of gravestones. They register those people. They're old. Pelosi, normally. The coronavirus plan uses the pandemic to cram provisions of the House Democrats' H.R. 1 legislation into federal law. What are we thinking when we do stuff like that, right? What in the world are we thinking? It's pretty amazing to think about that, all the stuff that happens. Yep. Anyway, we're getting to the end of the show here, but I got some... see what's going on here with
that don't know about it.
Shocking. Here's Chuck Schumer.
And we've been pushing hard that any contract that the federal government makes with a company to give it loans, that we know of that contract in a very short period of time, that we can examine it. We in the Senate, those in the House, the press, and the American public will see if these things are on the level, because we all know there was a load of dissatisfaction with TARP. In addition, we're fighting for oversight. A new inspector general.
Ah, new bureaucracy.
To be able to look into these contracts.
Interesting that they're complaining about TARP, which they designed. Sure. It was perfect for them at one time, but now it's not so good. Schumer, Chucky Schumer, what can we say? Anyway, a lot of things explored today. I want to thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our websites, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. We got a lot of things going on there. Man, oh, man, oh, man, are we going to be doing a lot of big things. I mean, that's the world is starting to expand for New California in a very big way. And as we move closer to statehood, the end of this year will be across the finish line through the state. Of course, they'll approve our resolution to go forward. And then after that, it's the federal government. And that maybe another year, I don't know, maybe two. I think the approval is going to come quick, but the process, the ultimate process, will play out for many years. There's no question about it. Getting the Constitution taken care of, you know, and all that stuff. All that is just part and parcel of what's going to be happening. We got many years to go. The process of approval is going to be the big one. And that's this year. That's this the next 14 months probably. But it's going to be a good process. We're going to get there. We're going to get across the finish line and become the 51st state. Well, we already declared our independence. There's no other place, no other organization, entity in this nation that's done that. Nope, but New California has. We're on record, and we've grieved it, and we've got many things else that are going on. We've created a legislature. We've created a number of things. We're going to have some pretty important things happening, ladies and gentlemen, in this process. And I am so glad and so proud to be with so many great people that are part of this process. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.